Thoughts on the Kingdom. Apostolic Principles, Part 4. In this discourse, I want to say a few words on Galatians chapter 5 and verse 21. Let me just read the verse to you. These are the words that I'm speaking on. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians chapter 5, verse 21. Live like what? Well, verse 19. Live according to the flesh. Paul spells out what living according to the flesh is like. He lists several of the aspects of it. It's not an exhaustive list. Living apart from God, living under the dominion of Satan, living in the realm of darkness, produces all manner of evil, all manner of wicked behavior. And from verse 19 on, he spells it out. And this is what the apostle says. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this, those who live for the flesh, those who live for this age, those who live for this world, that they will not inherit the kingdom of God. We saw this in 1 Corinthians 6, the previous discourse, I think. We saw it there. Such were some of you, that they will not inherit the kingdom of God. They can never be saved. This is what Paul is saying. They cannot be saved because they're living in the flesh, and therefore they're not in the spirit. Therefore they're still in the realm of darkness and under Satan's control. It's 1 Corinthians 6 again. And there's passages elsewhere, Romans and Ephesians and so on, that deal with this issue. We live in the realm of the spirit, or we live in the realm of the flesh. We need a new heart, Ezekiel 36, we saw it there. We need the heart of flesh taken out, and a heart of stone taken out, and a heart of flesh given to us. The use of the word flesh there is different. We have to be taken out, Colossians chapter 1, transferred out of the realm of darkness into this spiritual kingdom. Now, Paul is not saying here that those who live religious, godly, if you like, outwardly godly lives will inherit the kingdom of God. What he's saying is those who are members of the kingdom will show it by their life of spiritual experience. You cannot be, well, you can profess to be a member of the kingdom, but if you live according to the flesh, you are flesh. Paul says to the Corinthians, I treat you as carnal, he said. Why? Because you're acting like carnal people. And this is what the meaning here is, James chapter 2. This is not seeking to be justified by works, but because we are saved by Christ, we have the Spirit, we have a new heart, a new mind, a new will. We've been transferred out of the dominion of Satan into the realm of Christ, if that's true of us. I'm speaking to you, brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm speaking to myself. Then we live like that. We show it. We don't live according to the flesh. We live according to the Spirit. John chapter 3. You must be born again. If you're not born again, given a new heart, a new mind, made a new creature in Christ, if you're not brought to repentance and faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will never see the kingdom. You will never enter the kingdom. That's precisely what Paul is saying here. He said it in 1 Corinthians 6. He says it in Ephesians. He says it throughout the scriptures. The point is, those who are in Christ show it by their lives. Praise God. There are those who are in the kingdom, and they live for God in this age. They're not sinless, but their desire is to live according to the Spirit. Verse 25, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us, and so on, live for God's glory. May it be so. And if you've never become a member of this kingdom, my friend, oh, that you should trust Christ and begin to live in the Spirit for God.